Let me tell you a story. Someone's eager. Okay. Snuggle up. There we go. Comfy? Great. So, this story is about how love came to find two individuals. However, the story is only ever told from the woman's perspective. Strange, I know. A mystery. For to this day, the man has not put his version in pen. I don't know why, but that doesn't matter now. Let the fireplace calm you while I read you this modern tale. Chapter 1. We see a woman at her computer. Create username. All right, let's see. Really? That's taken too? Okay, how about this? Fine, I'll add ones, I guess. Cool, I'm in. Let's see what kind of stories people have on here. Why is it all smut? Where's the actual stories? Smut, smut, smut. Straight up people asking for Snapchats? Jesus. Don't give up faith yet. Let's keep looking. Ooh, fantasy. Teenage Nora journeys through a maze to recover her baby brother from a goblin king. That seems fun, though I might have to ask if I can choose a different name. I'll leave a heart and look again later. I don't want to seem gung-ho about it. Anyway, he seems like a pretty esteemed writer. I'm still just a novice. Soulmates? That's an intriguing title. Now that's an interesting concept. Matching tattoos. Almost like red strings of fate, isn't it? Alright then, I'll leave a heart on this one too. Let's check his bio and see how he writes. Damn, he writes beautifully. What if he doesn't like my writing? I don't want him to end it right away just because I messed up. Maybe I can just tell him I'm new and tell him to take it easy on me. Yeah, that seems reasonable. All right. Here we go. Join. Now to wait until he accepts. Oh shit. That was fast. Okay. I have to say something first. How about thanks for accepting my request. I just joined today and I saw your story and it looked pretty cool. If you don't mind, I would love the opportunity to write to write with you. I am willing to write multiple paragraphs and in great detail, just like you. This really did seem like too good of a story to pass up. What else? I hope to create something beautiful with you. And send. Thanks for accepting my request. I just joined today and I saw your story. I'm like, pretty cool. If you don't mind, I would love the opportunity to write with you. I'm willing to write multiple paragraphs in great detail, just like you. This really did seem like too good. Fuck. Did I just misspell good? Ugh. Great first impression there, Amelia, you dumbass. And you can't change it. Great. Let's just scroll through the stories while I wait. Wow, he is incredibly fast. How do I feel about smut? How do I feel about it? Let's see. I don't mind it, but I rather have a story going first and throughout. Not just straight up smut and no plot progression. Is that okay with you? It's not that I don't like NSFW, it's just that I'm here to get my creative juices flowing, not, you know. Oh shit. Oh, thank heavens he's on the same boat. Alright, he asked me to make a character. I'd rather make it in a reply though. Maybe I should ask if he could just set the scene first. Yeah, that seems like a reasonable thing to ask. Alright. Is it okay if you set the scene first? I'd rather describe my character as I go. It's easier for me instead of just listing things off. And at least you can gauge how much I describe and see if it's to your liking. This guy seems pretty chill. I wonder if he gets a lot of partners. And then again, he is replying pretty fast. Maybe that's just him though. Damn, he already replied with a scene. Fuck, he really is awesome. Okay, Amelia, let's show him what you can do. The day was particularly average. The sound of the ocean breaking on the rocks below added to the serenity of the atmosphere. I'm glad Heather talked me into this. I think it would be a good source of inspiration. Amelia spoke to no one in particular. The ocean, her only listener, as its breeze carried her voice off with every salty caress. Her dark brown eyes studied the scene before her. And the woman looked over the cliff, hoping to the universe that her lover waited just below the seas. Ew, no, that's trash. This really is the worst case of writer's block that I have ever gotten in a good 2 years. The woman sighed and scratched an idea off on her little red notebook. She ran a hand through her wavy shoulder-length black hair, her attempt in trying to save it from the wind's rain. Amelia, Luke just pulled the steaks off the grill. Come help me set the table, please. Amelia turned as her name was called from the house. Her tall blonde friend, Heather, stood there with her hands on her hips and a blue kitchen towel draped over her right shoulder. I'll be right there, Amelia called back. She got out of the wicker chair that sat in a set about 20 feet away from the cliff. Amelia joined her, and they began to lay out the different side dishes that were made throughout the afternoon. A simple spinach salad, mac and cheese, rice, mashed potatoes, mushrooms, and onions. There's so much food. Aren't there only 3 of us since the kids are at a sleep over Heather. Heather sheepishly laid a fourth plate down onto the table and added silverware on either side. "What?" she asked nonchalantly. "Don't what me. Who's the fourth?" Amelia crossed her arms over her chest and waited for an explanation. "Luke's friend from college. You never met him. He was always playing sports or focusing on graduating. You like him? Come on, give him a chance." Amelia sighed at her friend's constant need of trying to hook her up with others, but of course, she obliged. About 10 minutes later, Luke joined them with the now cut-up steak laid in an array of different temperatures on a large platter. "Wow, looks great, love." Heather reached around Luke and stuck a piece of medium-rare steak from the tray as he set it down. Amelia watched as the happily married couple shared a moment between the two of them. One that didn't need any special words or any gestures, just a quiet moment where they looked into each other's eyes. And you could see the love that they held for each other. "Must be nice," she thought to herself. Before the moment could go too long, the sound of a car could be heard in the driveway. Then the sound of a car door. Then not long after, there was a knock. Luke went to answer it. As he did that, Amelia went to go grab a drink at the small bar that sat to the right corner of the room, farthest away from where Luke and his friend would enter. "Send. I hope he likes it. I guess while I wait for his reply, I'll do some work for class." It's not like monkey see, monkey do situations. He's really fast. Oh, cute. He put a little message at the end. Wow, he really liked it, huh? I didn't even mention what she really looks like. Maybe I won't include it unless he describes what his character's body looks like. Because he just mentioned built in his character profile, not really a specific height or anything like that. Well, time to reply. It was a moment meant for the movies. As soon as he walked into the dining room, it felt like the world stopped around her. Amelia stared at the man. He was breathtaking. Nothing like the men that she was usually attracted to. But there was something about him. As he got closer, a burning sensation on the back of her left ear took her attention away from him. "Fuck," she cursed under her breath and instantly placed her hand to where it burned. Amelia became concerned. What was this? She didn't think anything bit her. She would have felt it. Her thoughts and attention were once again pulled in another direction. The other three people in the room all watched her with concerned eyes. Heather spoke up first. "You all right, Amelia?" The black-haired girl nodded and walked back to the table to take her seat. She sat across from the handsome stranger. "Amelia, it's nice to meet you too, Xavier." She politely reached across to meet his waiting hand, and the moment they touched, she noticed the man's discomfort. It followed with the burning of her ear again. This time, she hid it well enough. A slight grimace is all she gave. They pulled away, and suddenly, it felt like she could breathe. Everything seemed clearer then. The lights seemed a little brighter. The food smelled even more divine. It was as if she lived in a muted world of her own before this. "Is this what I think it is?" she asked herself. "But how? All this time and only now you come into my life? How close were you this entire time?" Amelia sat back in her seat and sipped her glass of bourbon, contemplating on what just happened. Well, that developed fast. That's okay, though. I want to keep writing stories with him. I know that we're only 4 replies in, but it's exciting to anticipate what he's going to write back. And on top of that, they never disappoint. Oh, that wasn't long at all. Oh, Discord, huh? I guess that's not a bad idea. Let me just copy. paste. And send. Now we can continue this little journey there. Can't wait to see how the story unfolds. Now, back to doing schoolwork. Looks to me like you're tired. This is a good place to stop anyway. It seems like the author really likes her time skip, so we'll pick it back up. I think she resumes 2 months later. Sound good? Awesome. Now, I'll let you sleep. Sweet dreams.